Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line on the live Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
I know you're not used to a live radio program on Saturday evenings. I know it comes as a shock to you, but it is true. This is a live Saturday evening, I guess 9/11 Eve show.
And if you're tuning in for the first time to Free Talk Live, well, you're in for something special.
Yeah, right. So this is like no other talk show you've ever heard. So I'm kind of torn, Stephanie. I don't know about you, but I've heard enough 9/11 news today to fill me up.
Yeah, probably enough for about 10 years worth. Oh, wait.
Yeah. And B, I feel that, my point of view is underrepresented, highly underrepresented in this this day. It's a lot of people are doing sort of commemorative things and stuff like that. And
yep, the emails that say we will never forget, yeah. And all the posts and memorials and stuff like that, yeah.
And to me, what the we will never forget thing means, we must kill more Arabs.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people use it in that context to say it without really saying it. And I certainly heard people say that explicitly after 9/11 happened.
Oh, I would have felt terrible for the Arab encyclopedia salesman that came to my house that day. Because I was absolutely petrified. That day was a very scary day for me. And I'm sure it was for a lot of people.
But do you remember what you were doing or where you were?
Well, sure. I mean, everybody.
Everybody always asks that question.
Everybody does, and nothing special for me. But I wanted to read this quote from Philip Gerard from antiwar.com. The U.S. imperial project of the past 10 years has killed as many as 1 million people, while displacing millions of others. This is a lot of people. This is more people than most people can think of. I mean, the state of New Hampshire, and whence I live, where I live, is 1.3 million people.
Yep.
So every resident in the state. I don't even have a concept of the amount of people we're talking about here.
Yeah, I don't think most people do.
And it's hard to know how many people have been killed, but I know that in Iraq alone, the WikiLeaks papers, basically the State Department, understood that they were claiming themselves about 125,000 civilian deaths, and I can only assume that the organization that committed the of civilian deaths, I should say.
Wasn't that just in Iraq, though?
That was just in Iraq, and yeah. I can only assume that the organization might have done the sort of, I don't know what, collateral damage, I hate using their term, accidental murder, that had done it, would guess low. That's just my guess.
Yeah.
Going on here. It has nearly bankrupted the United States. I don't know who could argue with that. And there are major costs still to come. Think of all these vets that are being saved. Their lives are being saved, but their body parts and their minds aren't.
Mm-hmm.
It's rendered the world more unstable than it was in 2001. And it was already unstable enough in 2001 that 17 guys or whatever decided to fly airplanes into the World Trade Center, trying to get people's attention in the United States that maybe its military was overreaching and supporting, an organization that they didn't like in the Middle East.
Well, wait a minute. We should highlight that point of view a little bit more, because this may be something that people who are listening have never heard. They think that the people flew planes into the World Trade Center towers because they hated us for our freedoms, right? It's
right.
Because of the women wearing revealing clothing and Coca-Cola.
It's one of two reasons, right? They either A, hate us for our freedom, in which case they won because our freedoms have been diminished since 9/11.
Yeah.
Just think about what it's like to go flying now. 30% of domestic travel is down. Domestic travel is down 30%. International travel is down just about the same number. That says to me that people don't want to fly for some reason. Some of them might be afraid that terrorists are going to get their airplane, but I would say a lot of them just don't want to be jostled and irradiated and poked and take their shoes off and
groped.
Yeah, all the stuff that goes with it. And that's what happens when I talk to people. Now, mm-hmm. Certainly that's only anecdotal. I'm only talking to the people I'm talking to. But the numbers, you can't say that the numbers are lying. So either A, they hate us for our freedoms, in which case they won because they got our freedoms. Or B, they are upset the United States military is in the Middle East and in 130 nations around the world on 1,000 military bases all over the world. Has the largest military of if you take the next five nations, combine them, they pale in comparison.
And a lot of people don't know that there were actually videos of Osama bin Laden before he was killed, of him saying that very, you know, basically confirming exactly what you just said, that the attacks were done in retaliation for the U.S. meddling in all different places in the Middle East and trying to control their affairs and just where they don't belong.
Right. And, you know, that's the complaint of the terrorists. Mm-hmm. The complaint of the terrorists is basically twofold. The United States is supporting Israel, which I don't think the United States taxpayers should have to support any nation.
No.
I've been to Israel. I like Israel. I'm not saying I hate Israel. I'm just saying that there's no
reason. There's a difference between liking them and giving money to their government.
Yes.
Forcibly. Because you're not voluntary. It's not like you're giving charity to their government. Your taxes are taken by force and they're funneled to other politicians around the world.
The U.S. taxpayer should not be forced to give money to Pakistan or to Israel. I don't see any point in that. If you've got any, if what I'm saying is upsetting you, or you know you agree with what I'm saying, 855-450-3733. That's the call-in line. Certainly welcome people to talk about what they think about this situation. Let me go on with the read here. It has made the world more unstable than it was in 2001, and it's made Washington hated by nearly everyone, everywhere. If you
really
go around
hard
America,
to argue with that.
If you go around America and ask them how they feel about Washington D.C., their numbers are terrible. Some number like, do you think that the Congress has the mandate to govern? And it's below 10% of the American
government.
Yeah, the consent of the governed. Below 10% of the American people believe that. Imagine what it's like around the world.
Yeah. That was a recent story, too, by the way.
Yeah,
this comes from a poll that was very recent.
Yeah, that was within the last 3 or 4 months. Mm-hmm. It's difficult to find a positive side to all of this unless one is a defense contractor or a government employee.
Because
because all of this, the government has grown to a Leviathan twice as big and expensive as before. Remember, George Bush ran on a plank of a humble foreign policy, non-interventionism, and small government. And we got adventurous foreign policy into Iraq that had really nothing to do with 9/11. We definitely got the hubris of you're either with us or against us.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that at that time that you know that these weren't sort of normal emotional reactions. But emotional reactions often are not real good reactions. Usually, the best reaction is a logical and you know thought out reaction as opposed to an emotional one. I know what it was like. I'm not saying I didn't support some of these incursions, but my opinion has changed over time. And I'm wondering, has your opinion changed? Did you think that these wars were good ideas and now you've changed your mind? Because once the government starts something, it never wants to stop. It never, ever wants to quit what it's doing.
Right. The closest thing to eternity is a government program, right? That was Ronald Reagan who said that.
Something like that.
And even before 9/11 happened, I mean, it was obvious, the principle that government always grows. I mean, they still have the Rural Electrification Board. You know, they never get rid of it.
I think they might have shut that down recently.
Oh, really?
But I mean, you know, the idea...
It was around until, you know, the 2000s.
In the 21st century, they had a Rural Electrification Board. If you know, I mean, I'd have to look that up to make sure that we know the numbers are right. But it was until relatively recently, that's true. And, you know, another thing about this 9/11 aspect that comes to mind when you talk about 9/11 is sort of the conspiracy theories that surround it.
Yeah.
And to me, I think that the conspiracy theory movement is dead around 9/11, and here's why. Everybody believes that JFK was, you know, everybody believes one of the conspiracies, not the real story about JFK.
Yes.
I mean, it's widely accepted that the conspiracy theory is true. But no one cares. No one does anything about it. Nothing has happened.
Yes.
Even if, I mean, they have had a decade now to get this, whatever conspiracy theory it is, propagated, and it hasn't worked. It hasn't brought anyone to justice. It hasn't changed. The foreign policy has grown larger and wider. And on top of it, whether or not it's true, I'm not saying the conspiracy theorists don't have some interesting ideas, but whether or not it's true, it shows up as insulting to a lot of people. Insulting.
And aggressive.
Insulting to the families of people that, you know, died in 9/11, and insulting to people from the Middle East. You're saying that they don't have the fortitude, the intestinal fortitude, the will, the bravery to fight back a foreign aggressor that's in their nation. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Mark.
Stephanie.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
Free Talk Live is an interactive radio program. You can call in. We're talking about 9/11, but you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. You are welcome to do so. It's 855-450-3733. Get your liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different liberty sayings. You can check them out and let your voice be heard. It's LibertyStickers.com. I love to go over there and just look at the different sayings they have. It's worth checking out. Got one of the stickers on my car, too. It's libertystickers.com. You can go take a look yourself. So we were talking about the 9/11 10th anniversary that seems to be all over the media. I don't know if it's on everybody's mind, but it's certainly all over the media.
It seems like it is, and I think we may have said some things that could rile people up in the first segment, but I want to see what people have to say in response.
Indeed. Let's talk to Charles in Indiana. Charles?
How are you folks doing?
All's well. How about you?
I was very surprised by this conversation you're having. First, let me say I'm apolitical. I dislike all politicians equally. Democratic, it doesn't make any difference. But I'm shocked that what I'm hearing, because it's something I've thought about for the last 10 years. America seems to have this attitude of the ends always justify the means. This 10-year war on radical Islam has cost so many innocent lives that it's truly amazing.
Yes.
I equate it similar to they talk about American exceptionalism. And I sit back and think, I'm like, you got to be kidding me, right? There's nothing exceptional about the way, in my opinion, that America came to be great, as some people call it. Mm-hmm. I'm a firm believer that if you have to kill millions of people to call yourself great, you can't possibly be great.
Well, I kind of think that America. I think that what makes America great probably happened before America really got into the business of really killing people, and you know, on a huge scale. I would agree with you that the American exceptionalism statement does sort of allow people, sort of psychologically, to consider themselves better. Once you consider yourself better than the rest of the world, my team is better than your team. Then whatever it is that my team does to your team is okay because my team's better than your team. You understand?
Right. But I mean, I don't want people to misunderstand me. Dealing with what happened on September 11th, I'll never forget it. I shed tears that day. I'll continue to shed tears to the day I die thinking about it. I didn't lose anybody in it, but there were lives lost. And that's simply who I am. I'm a humanist. Doesn't matter whether you're an American or an Iraqi. If you're an innocent human being and you're killed for whatever reason, it doesn't make any difference to me. I don't agree with it.
It's a tragedy. There's no doubt about it. It's absolutely a tragedy. And I don't want to minimize the tragedy that has gone on in people's lives. But that doesn't mean that the sort of support our troops mentality, which really means support their mission, because the fact is, interestingly, more troops if you take all the Republican donations combined and compare them to Ron Paul's donations, who's also a Republican, you will find that he has gotten more donations than all the Republican nominees combined. Ron Paul's message is, let's bring the troops home. So that says to me that the troops that are willing to support presidential candidates with their money want to come home.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, thanks for taking my call. You folks have a good day.
Thanks, Charles. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I really liked his call because, you know, I liked how he said he was apolitical to start off with, because Charles, I think we're on the same page, and I hope he continues to listen, because he'll probably find a lot of agreement with us on that kind of thing.
Right. I mean, I'm of the opinion, I think most Americans are, that essentially you know when politicians are lying because their lips are moving. And I don't think that changes when America's scared like it was on 9/11. And I don't think anybody would say that America wasn't scared. I certainly was. I was petrified. And, you know, I think that if the President of the United States, George Bush, would have come out and said, it was Canada's fault, we're invading Canada.
Canada.
Right. That maybe we would have done that. Who knows? I mean, that's just how just how upset we were.
I agree. I think people were definitely looking for a scapegoat. And in recent times, you know, that scapegoat was Arabs in the U.S. and it was Arabs across the seas. And now it's becoming illegal immigrants, and anyone could be a terrorist. Now it's the domestic terrorists, right? People who talk about liberty could be so-called domestic terrorists. I mean, we got to step back.
The MIAC report said that people that support Ron Paul and quote the Constitution could be terrorists. I mean, that's what they have advised law enforcement officers. Let's go to John in Wisconsin. John?
Hi, guys. Good to talk to you.
Hey.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that you mentioned the conspiracy, or not so much the theory anymore, of JFK. I just posted today on a friend's thread. He had posted something about the towers being detonated. I just said, well, if you believe that a the single unmarked bullet bounced around a presidential vehicle, hit Governor Connally, and then killed Kennedy, if you believe that, and I believe you're logical, so most likely not, but if you do, I've got a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you. I mean, the same applies, and I think the best example is there's no way a plane could have hit the Pentagon. It had to fly straight down. You know, somebody with inexperienced flight couldn't have hit the Pentagon in the way that it did.
Well, there's a lot of people that are, John, there's a lot of people that are very educated on this subject that have, you know, shown computer models as to how this could be done and that kind of thing. And, you know, I don't know.
There are people
we're never going to know, John. But
oh, no, but I'm just saying that there might be aspects of truth to what the people that are telling us that it went down this way, but there's a whole lot that is still missing and is being covered up.
Oh yeah,
you know, it's just it's ridiculous to even
so John,
buy it. You know,
John, I have a question for you. You know, let's say that it's proven that 9/11, like the whole plot, was a conspiracy and it was perpetrated by I don't know whoever the U.S. government or whoever people are saying actually was behind it.
It was the Bilderbergers.
Okay, well, let's say that it's proved, one of the conspiracy theories is proven true. What then?
Oh, you know, nothing, because who's going to go up against these people?
Indeed.
You know, they've got serious deep pockets, and anybody, well, for whatever reason, you know, they wanted Kennedy out of the picture. Do you think, you know, if they want you out of the picture and you're not a Kennedy, good luck on that one.
Well,
you know, I don't know. You know, I've looked at the Warren report, and when it comes down to it, you know, it seems very strange to me. And even Jackie O apparently has come out and said that she thinks that LBJ had something to do with it, or some guy recently that on his deathbed he revealed something that was earth shattering. But, you know, the thing is that people accept conspiracy theories in this area, and it still doesn't mean anything. You know, that still hasn't changed anything. And I just kind of, I'm of the opinion that why talk about conspiracy theories if they're not going to change anything?
Yeah.
Oh, well, because maybe with the slight chance that if enough people start, you know, because there's enough people that don't believe Kennedy.
It seems slight. John, I have to go to
a
break. I appreciate your call. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453, that's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Call in and talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. It's an interactive show. We've been talking about the 10th anniversary of 9/11, our thoughts on it. You can go to freetalklive.com. It's an interactive website, too. You can link to stories and blog posts and whatever you'd like there. Vote up other people's submissions. They can vote yours up. Vote them down. It's interactive like the show is. It's freetalklive.com. You know that cigarettes can kill you. You've probably been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try. It's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier by some metrics. But listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. They make one of the best e-cigarettes on the market. It's not made, you know, these chintzy materials and it'll break on you in a couple of months. It's a nice, sizable one and has a big vaporizer in it. Pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and you can get a free starter kit and free shipping. Just use coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, when you purchase 40 cartomizers at Vaporsmiths.com. It's FTL, coupon code FTL at Vaporsmiths.com or call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR. If you get one of their vaporizers, I suspect you'll smoke fewer cigarettes, if not stop completely, and you'll get a good product that you'll be very pleased with. Let's go to Scott in Charleston, West Virginia, listening on WVTS. Scott?
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
All's well.
I just want to start out by saying, you know, the one guy that came on there said he was apolitical, and I just have to say, I mean, I'm, after being involved with this stuff so long, I've become to the point now that I consider myself to be a conservative. I don't buy into the Democrat, Republican, Independent thing because I think it's all, you know, two sides of the same coin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this whole thing with 9/11 came up because of the, you know, this whole, well, for the war on terrorism and the whole mess that we're being fed. You know, don't you think that if the war on terrorism was successful, that you would have seen thousands and thousands of these terrorists marched across your TV screens in chains? I don't believe it.
Instead of being marched across the TV station in chains, there are a lot of people who were taken away from their families.
Disappeared.
disappeared to Guantanamo Bay, and who knows what happened to them there, and that was done in secret, pretty much.
Yes, but still, you have to keep in mind. I mean, if they wanted to really make the American public buy it, now, I haven't owned a television in years, but I'm just saying, if they wanted to really make the American public buy the whole thing about this, they would have done something like that. She would have.
It's interesting. Now, this was in Roman times. What they would do in Rome, they'd have this tribute, which is a parade where the conquering Caesar, which is also a general, would be go through town where some slave holds a wreath above his head and whispers in his ear how he's only a man. This parade goes through town, and they've got the conquered Visigoths and the barbarians and whatever in like cages, and they bring them through, and the Romans throw rotting fruit at them, and they do exactly what you're talking about. They show the conquered foe in submission, and it's very interesting. As a matter of fact, Cleopatra committed suicide in order to avoid this particular ignominy.
Mm-hmm. I'm totally familiar with it, but I don't know. I still can't buy. And I mean, regardless of anybody, I don't want to offend anybody out there, but I don't buy the fact that terrorists from Afghanistan or wherever it was flew planes into the World Trade Center. I think it was more or less done by our government. And the thing is that we are no better than anybody else. We have no right to tell anybody else in this world what to do. It just I don't buy it.
I don't buy the whole idea of thinking of people who live in this arbitrary landmass as a we. Like, it just seems there's so much collectivism.
Different people in the United States.
And it becomes... No,
Scott, let me ask you this one, though. If we had a conquering nation that was trying to rule over the United States and set our policy and, now and then did violent things and supported dictators on our land, don't you think that some Americans would be so upset about it that they'd be willing to go over to that country and fight them on their turf?
It may well be, but... I don't know. I have a real hard time with it because, at one time I was a patriot. I was sold out for this government and everything that we intended to do. And I have totally turned the complete opposite direction. And I've come to the conclusion that we are no better than anyone else.
Scott, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
You know, it was interesting what Scott said about kind of parading the, terrorists in front of Americans and saying, oh, look, we caught them. We stopped these terrorist attacks. It's been shown that whenever the government has said, oh, we stopped a terrorist attack, we foiled this plot, usually they incite the plots on their own. They plant these operatives.
Right. Most of the terrorists that have been caught by the FBI, and the FBI has caught most of them, if you want to call them terrorists, the people that have planned terror plots, have been funded by the FBI themselves. Yeah. It's essentially
an agent provocateur.
Right. They're a sting operation, and they kind of lure these guys that may otherwise not have done this sort of stuff by offering them weapons and things like that. So they fund them, they instigate them, they give them a plan, and then they arrest them when they implement it. And I don't know that that's actually finding terrorists.
No, I think if you look hard enough, you're going to find whatever you're looking for, and they're looking, they're doing a very good job of creating what they're looking for.
Let's go to Jim in Portland, Maine, listening to WGAN. Jim?
Yeah, how you doing, Jay?
All's well.
Okay. I can understand why you would feel it's gone a little overboard, because that's what the politicians and the media, they sensationalize everything. They don't know any other way to do it. So I can understand you feeling that way. Another point I'd like to make as well.
What do you mean overboard? Before we go on, let's address this point. I'll let you get to your second one.
From what I heard you say earlier, it sounded to me like you thought it was saturated.
Saturated.
What was that?
Would that be a fair assessment?
I'm not sure. Do you think that we've heard enough? You mean that I'm saying that we've heard enough 9/11 news? Because I guess it makes sense to me that they talk about it on the 10th anniversary. I expect it to be over by Monday.
Yeah. No, it's just, I guess I didn't quite get what you were saying earlier.
I mean, I think we're saturated as far as, you know, the United States reacting to the 9/11 situation. I think that, you know, that probably the reactions have been bad, that they have created more terrorism, that they have created more instability on the international international level, that they've created terrorists, in fact, if that's what you're asking.
My second point was back in the summer of 2001, there was a group of oil companies in a negotiation with the Taliban in Afghanistan for a pipeline. They held talks over the course of the summer, and they weren't getting anywhere. The new State Department, George Bush State Department, took over those negotiations. Those negotiations collapsed the last week of August.
Yeah, and
I know, and those are facts, okay? But
sure.
there's been some. Well, that would be like, what about the hedge betting that went on the day of 9/11? I haven't heard anything about it. The knocking down of stocks, the airline stocks.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have pointed
out these things.
Oh, yeah. That, I mean, there's no doubt. People will often point out that many of the nations that get attacked will have, you know, they're trying to get free of international banking organizations and stuff like that. And it's very interesting stuff, but it's extraordinarily difficult to prove. And
it takes a lot of research to learn about it find out about it.
Oh, yeah.
And frankly, what I've found up to this point is it doesn't seem to move the conversation forward as far as the ideas of liberty, to me.
Yeah, I agree.
But you've got to be aware of all the salient facts involved. Otherwise,
I don't know if you do.
Yeah, well, as much as you can. You can't get it all, obviously, but as much as you can.
Jim, thank you for the call. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
In a world where government control is on the wane and freedom can be bought for a reasonable price, one man will unite with a former public transportation worker, a shady senator's runaway daughter, two orphans, a retired space marine, an alien, and an intelligent spider, and journey together beyond the outer reaches of human civilization to protect the future of human liberty. Also, there are space cows. Read it online now at burningrockranch.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this
this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
.855-453, that's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about 9/11 here. It's Mark.
And Stephanie.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get your meds at discounts as high as 70% off. And they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member. It's right there on the left-hand side of the page, or you can call the telephone number they have on the website. It's meds.freetalklive.com. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step of the way, and you'll save big time. They do a third-party certification on all their drugs to make sure that that you're getting what you ordered. Viagra, Cialis, Boniva, Amplify, Lipitor, Nexium, or Zetia. It's meds.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Shadow in Huntsville. Shadow? What's that, Shadow?
Oh, excuse me. somebody was coming around there for a moment. Yeah, okay,
yep.
Here I am. Yeah, I was just looking at across the street earlier, and I've seen a cop pull a person over, and they went in this driveway thing, this apartment thing. I said, mess with them for a while, and then called another one. The other two cops just got up and stood around their cars. Then, of course, they let him go, and then the guy drove on out and went on toward where he lived at and everything. And then the cops wanted to follow around and stuff like that. Now, you know, and it used to be when they were doing this, and I took the former mayor and told her about this, that she needs to get these people under control, and I'll let her know that if she didn't do it, then I was going to go out here and turn enough people against her to get her booted out of office. But she didn't believe me. Well, I guarantee you I did. I put enough people against her to knock her right out of office, and that's what I may have to do with this guy, too, this mayor we got right now, because we got neighborhood watch signs here. We don't need all this, you know, Soviet KGB crap in here. I mean, all the cars I see them pulling
Shadow, you know,
they all live in this neighborhood, man.
Shadow, I'm kind of wondering if you heard a recent discussion on Free Talk Live about a court ruling, I want to say, where there was a young man who was driving or riding a bike or something, and cops were pursuing him, and he ran into his house, and the cops followed him into his own home and pointed a gun at his mother and did all kinds of stuff, ransacked the house, and a court ruled that that was inappropriate. And I was a little bit confused about what you said was going on, but it sounded like
might be relevant.
Cops, yeah, harassing someone in their own driveway or something like that. I don't know if that might be something that's useful to you.
Well, the cars, I recognize, I pay attention to everything in my neighborhood all the time. This neighborhood, you have to. But these people, you know, mostly are real good people. I recognize the cars like that because people live here. So they come through, they mind their own business, they don't bother anybody, they go wherever they're going to go, they come back. They don't need these stupid, parasitic, reach, scumbag, badge-toting punks.
Well, you know, in my experience, I live in a neighborhood, and in my experience, the retirees and the people who are walking their dogs all the time are much more effective at deterring crime than police driving through once in a while.
You know, you and Shadow are right on the Shadow. Thank you. I appreciate the call. Thank you. Are absolutely right that an effective neighborhood watch is far more effective than any. And cops will tell you this too. That neighbors keeping an eye on the neighborhood is the most effective way to keep crime down. You know, it's difficult. I think there's a fine line. Cops obviously have to investigate crime. But at the same time, they need to respect people's rights. And I often feel that, you know, the sort of the err on the side of crime investigation and that Fourth Amendment rights have been deteriorated over time.
There is another problem with that, too. And a lot of the things that they're told to do, the orders that are handed down to them, are to investigate and prosecute things that are not crimes because they don't have a victim. They're just things that are basically disobedience, right? Going a little speeding, not renewing your registration on a car. There's so many vehicle things that are really not bringing direct harm to anyone, but yet police are told to investigate them, and I think it touches a lot of people's lives.
I always wonder when it comes to that a lot of law enforcement could at this point be done through cameras on the side of the road. If that's really what they wanted, if they were really trying to, say, catch speeders, then you would think that they would have these speed cameras catching everybody that's speeding.
Well, they do have speed cameras, but there are private companies that get a cut of all the tickets. You know, they just mail them to people, right?
This is creepy, right?
It's very creepy.
But if you thought that it was really, because for one, I think that most speed limits are too low.
Yeah.
A lot of people drive, you know, a few miles an hour over the speed limit, and a lot of cops will tell you, well, I don't pull anybody over that isn't going, you know, 14 miles an hour or 9 miles an hour over or whatever. They've got some number that they pulled out of their hat that they believe to be a legitimate amount over so they don't go after people. Well, if that's the case, then why not make the speed limit the speed limit?
Right.
You know, if...
yeah. Why not make it that number? Why?
I don't know.
Yeah, and how many times have you been... maybe speeding or maybe a little bit over the speed limit or at it and had a cop pass by you, right? They're obviously going faster than the speed limit, but nobody's going to pull them over. Cops never get in trouble with each other.
That's just,
you never see that happening.
If it was a nation of laws, then, you know, politicians and police officers would have to follow those laws, and oftentimes they don't. I think that politicians get a bigger break than police officers do, but as you kind of go up the ladder, you will find that there's more stuff. I know Charlie Rangel basically... You know, lied on his taxes. He got censured by the House of Representatives, but he's still there. But, you know, I wish I could get away with not paying taxes for decades, and then the only thing is somebody sends me a note saying, you're a bad, bad, bad boy. I mean, that would be convenient.
Yeah, anyone else who tries that is going to find themselves on the wrong side of somebody, some IRS bureaucrat, really quickly.
Yeah, right, you're going to go to jail for that. So, I mean, you know, whereas
the
serfs will be put into the dungeon if we do not follow their rules, in his case, that's not going to happen.
Well, and you see this with health care, too. The politicians have their own health care plan for everybody in Congress, and they want to pass all these laws affecting everyone else's health care, mandating that they buy insurance and all the doctors have to follow certain rules. But that affects everyone else's care. They don't affect their own care, right?
So as far as the 9/11 topic, you know, this seems like the 10th anniversary, and we probably should be talking about it. You know, it's interesting to me that I don't think that it is a fringe idea like it used to be. For me, when I first started believing the United States adventurism has caused the terrorism that we've dealt with recently, that is not a fringe idea anymore. Because example A is, nobody's called in to say, you boys, hey, you people, I hate America.
Not yet. They might.
You know, often this is what we would get in the past. Uh-huh. I would say something like, I think that the U.S. foreign policy has created more terrorism than it's solved. That this is, that the collateral killing of wives and children and families of people create terrorists.
And the cost to people's civil liberties here and the amount of money that the federal government spends on these things for what? I mean, the amount of time, just think of the time that you've wasted sitting in an airport, getting there 2 hours early to get groped appropriately right before the flight, and all the money, the 9/11 tax that's on every plane ticket, that kind of thing,
yeah.
All the lost productivity, I mean, just must be billions of hours of people's time.
And to point out, you know, that the air traffic is down about 30% from pre-9/11 levels. As
so
the last I saw,
the whole industry.
Right. So, I mean, you're seeing less revenue coming in, fewer people want to travel, and I can only assume that that's because of the TSA.
Yeah.
And it seemed like for a while there, I hear they're going to let you start keeping your shoes on now, but For a while, they would just keep on doing new things. No water, no shoes, no belts, no lighters. Oh, now you can have a lighter. No matches. Oh, now you can have matches, no lighter.
And none of it, they never give a reason for any of it. It's all so arbitrary. It's just like, do it because we said so. And I don't think that flies with most thinking people. Because I said so is not a good excuse.
You know, when it comes to the liquids, the idea is that somebody might do some chemistry in the bathroom and it would take hours to do and create some kind of poisonous gas that would get everybody on the plane. Well, that could have been done pre-9/11, too, by the way. I mean, the problem
nobody
with 9/11
then. Chemistry was still around in 2001.
It wasn't the hijacking of planes. It was the flying of planes into buildings. That's what the claim was. And the fact is, everybody who's attempted to do something on a plane that has been stopped by the passengers. The passengers are the ones that stopped them.
Yeah.
There was a story from the past. I can't remember what it was. It was like 1980. A terrorist, somebody tried to hijack a plane and take it to North Korea, a plane that didn't have nearly enough gas to do that. And, you know, a security guard was on there, had his gun, went back there, and, you know, took care of the guy. You know, if the flight attendants or the pilots or something like that could eat.
Or the passengers.
I wonder whether people would accept that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But, certainly the right passengers with guns could take care of the situation. This was a passenger with a gun. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live. Call in with your opinion.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Professor Burke here from the University of Farmers with electrifying news. And I mean that in the safest way possible. Farmers Insurance was ranked number one in the world for its corporate training. We're on fire, not literally. So sit down with a highly trained local Farmers agent and hang on, because there's a flood of insurance insight headed your way. Which really is the only good kind of flood.
To find a highly skilled Farmers agent near you, visit Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Based on Training Magazine's 2011 Top 125 ranking. Coverage not available in all areas.